God Almighty in sense of creation, in the creating power. God was all powerful in that. Elohim. And then his personal name, or a proper name if you could call him that, is Jehovah, we talked the last time. And today we're going to look at a little bit of El Shaddai. Thank you for bearing with me. Well, I kind of wanted to show you the video, so we don't have much of a time. We will finish this next Sunday. I'll be here too. All right, get your notes. I don't have the things filled out in the blank, so might as well turn this off. Just follow on to me with your notes. And next week, I'll make sure I fill those out and put up the screen so that you can copy it if you miss what I'm saying. It's not that hard. Genesis chapter number 17, if you want to turn your Bible there. Genesis chapter number 17 and verse number 1. Genesis chapter number 17, verse number 1. It says, and when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make a covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked to him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram. You know the neat thing in verse number 4, thou shalt be a father to many nations. Should you say he was only the father to the Jews? The Bible talks to us as Gentiles, as we receive the Lord as our Savior. We become spiritual Jews. And so our father is Abram, in a sense. In verse 5, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abram, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee. And kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between thee and between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Let's go ahead and pray and ask the Lord to be with us. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your so many blessings. Undeserving we are of any of them. Thank you for our salvation this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we are your children. Lord, thank you that we can call you Dad. Thank you, Lord, that we can talk to you at any time. Lord, we can talk to you in time of need. When we're in trouble, we can call out and ask for help. Lord, we can talk to you in the times when things are so sweet, when things are so wonderful. We can talk to you and you have an open ear. Lord, you never get tired of hearing our voice. Lord, you never shun us. But Lord, you're always open to us. And Lord, help us with our sins. Sins that we commit. Lord, sins that we participate in. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to overcome those things that we have struggled in. Lord, we pray because those things, Lord, you know, gets in between you and us. And Lord, we don't get to enjoy the privilege of having a fellowship and relationship with you in the way that we ought to when we have sin in our lives. And Lord, we pray. Thank you so much for being there, Lord, in all of life. Lord, we are very grateful. Thank you, Lord, for the decisions that are made at even at Dunkirk Fair. Lord, thank you for Brother Burke and her church, Lord, willing to participate in that. And Lord, maybe someday use it so that they can reach that community. Lord, we pray for them that you would guide them and use them. Lord, we pray again for the many things coming this summer in our schedule, our church. Lord, we pray that you'd help us to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, that we may be, Lord, willing at any time, at any moment, turn, run, walk, as you say. Help us, Lord, to be ready to listen, be close to you, that we can hear you breathe. Lord, I pray that you'd help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. El Shaddai. The first mention of it is in there in verse number 1. It says, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, El Shaddai, God Almighty. El Shaddai means God Almighty. That's the first blank, God Almighty. And it's first revealed to Abram in Genesis 17:1. The same title was used when God appeared to Jacob, that's the second blank, and to Isaac to bless them. El Shaddai He is whom all fullness dwells, has the constant fullness supplied to provide all things for his own. So there is never lacking on God. He's all sufficient. We talked about that. He's self-existent as Jehovah. He doesn't need somebody else to keep him around. He's around because he's God. And he exists because he's God. He's the one that formed life. Life comes from him. Without him, there is no life. He that had the Son had life. He that had not the Son of God had not life. And God has life. Time is no essence to God. We see that in Jehovah. He is the forever. I am the present tense. Forever. I am that I am. I am whatever you need. And it goes along with this, El Shaddai, that he is constantly full. He's rich unto all that call upon him. He abradeth not. He owns a cavern in 1,000 hills. And he doesn't go around begging. The neat principle about our Lord is that he is not a debtor. He's a debtor to no man, and you must understand that. In fact, if you get that principle down, your Christianity will change. If you look at God as a God that is not a debtor, he owes no man anything. Well, you say, I do a lot for God. I go to Sunday morning church. I go to Sunday night. I go to Wednesday night. And even if there's special meetings, I go to the church. Well, I go to breakfast in the morning, with men's breakfast. I do this. I do that. I do this. I go out on the fair. I go sowing. I do this, and I do that, and I do this. You get enough that you can do. You get enough goodness in yourself that you can redeem a soul. What is man that thou art mindful of him? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Simply because you're saved this morning, you are a great debtor to God Almighty. Simply because you're saved. That's it. God doesn't owe you a good health. God doesn't owe you a nice house. God doesn't owe you a place to stay. God doesn't owe you a nice motor home. God doesn't owe you a boat. God doesn't owe you the suits you're wearing. God doesn't owe you all of those things. God doesn't owe you a nice set of teeth. God doesn't owe you your iPod or your cell phone. God doesn't owe you to have a nice church. God doesn't owe you to have to sit on a pew that's padded. God doesn't owe you the AC. God doesn't owe you a thing. God doesn't owe you the food you eat. God doesn't owe you a thing. If you get that principle down, you know what that will do in your life? Anything that you get, you'll be so grateful for it. And the more you're grateful, you know what God does? The more he gives. The more you're thankful, the more he gives. You know, God does like to see you smile. I don't know, some people think God doesn't like to see you smile as his children. I mean, anybody, if you've got a good, decent family, or you're a good, decent parent, you want your children to be happy with you. I mean, isn't that all right? Ye who are evil. Remember that? Knowing how to give gifts? That passage is talking about? How much more your Heavenly Father? God wants to see you happy. God wants to see you smiling. He doesn't put you through tests of time and life and the things of it because he wants to see you miserable. No, he wants to see you in the end result be happy. We're going to be all happy someday in heaven. But it doesn't have to start there. You can start being happy here. But you have to look at the things that God has provided for you as something that he doesn't owe you. We don't deserve any of it. We don't deserve the jewelry, ladies, that we wear, that you wear. I wear rings and stuff, but I don't wear earrings and stuff like that. I have to be careful when I do that. He doesn't owe us the McDonald's that we can go to, or the Wendy's, or the Burger King's, or the pizza places, or the wings. I love wings. He doesn't owe us any of those. He doesn't owe us a thing. He is not a debtor. He doesn't need, per se, what we have. You ever think about that? Not in essence. Even the idea, well, we have to pay God tithe and offering. You know what it does? It just tells him, if you're honest. Tithe is just to tell God you're honest. That's all tithing is. You're an honest person. It actually helps you if you tithe, because it helps your integrity. I'm honest with my God. That's all tithing does. Because in essence, all of your money belongs to the Lord. All of your time. By the way, we don't tithe that we ought to tithe. Tithing involves everything. Have you ever think time to tithe your time? Tithe your talent? Of all of your increase. That's what the Bible says. Of all of your increase. Sometimes I get what? A new suit? How in the world am I going to tithe with my new suit? Some people practice that they find out how much that suit costs and they take the amount of money and they give it to the church. It's amazing. Tithing is just showing God that you are honest. Because he doesn't necessarily need it. An offering shows God you love him. It's a one proof to God that you love him when you give him. When you give. It's a proof to God that you love him. Because you give. Amazing. An almighty God. He's in whom all fullness dwells, has the constant fullness supply to provide all things for his own. It tells you for his own, but later on, we'll go through it. He not only provides for his own, but he provides for you and I. His children. God is a sharing God. He shares what he has. Romans 8 says you'll be a joint heir with Jesus Christ. We talk about that all the time. El Shaddai, the third block there, El Shaddai is the next one, occurs 8 times in the Old Testament. Shaddai, that's the word there without the L, Shaddai, translated Almighty, is found 31 times in Job and 9 times elsewhere in the Old Testament. There are equivalent expressions found at least 10 times in the New Testament. And there's the references for you. It gives you some example. Lord Almighty, 2 Corinthians 6:10, 18, I'm sorry. And then Almighty, Revelations 1:8. Lord God Almighty, Revelations 4:8. God Almighty, Revelation 16:14. Lord God Omnipotent, Revelations 9:6. We'll stop right there. We got 14 minutes before the next service. Let's go ahead and pray.